The Venice Peace March celebrated its one-year anniversary yesterday, just days after Congress voted to move the U.S. closer to war with Iraq. This was the 52nd weekly peace march on the Venice Beach Boardwalk. Every week, the march starts at 2 p.m. at Rose Avenue, then makes its way up through the throngs of tourists, buskers, and hawkers to Windward Avenue. There, they hold a one-hour open mic session under their Venice Peace Movement banner, where members of the community, like Peggy Lee Kennedy, can give their views on war and peace.
I'm an American. I have a job. I pay taxes. I vote. And I don't want to be dropping bombs on Baghdad and killing people. It's wrong. And it's not benefiting me. It's benefiting some multinational organization.
The march was organized originally as a one-time event last October 14th by the local Peace and Freedom Party in response to the bombing of Afghanistan, growing repression of civil rights, and racial profiling against people who are or are perceived to be Arabs and Muslims. The response was so positive that organizers decided on the spot to make it a weekly event. The number of marchers has varied over the year from a high of 50 to a low of 3 on one particularly dismal, rainy Sunday. 25 people participated in yesterday's march. The goal of the march is not only to build a grassroots peace movement in Venice, but to inspire other people to start their own community marches around the country. For more information about the Venice Peace March, you can call 310-399-2215 or email peace@freevenice.org. Info can also be found online at www.freevenice.org. Reporting from Venice Beach, this is Bronwyn Malden,